everyone. This is Chris Risley from Dwell Community Church, and I have a 10-minute devotional to share with you. Today, we will be in Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 18. Have you ever been in a situation that is completely overwhelming and out of control? When you're doing the best you can and it isn't getting better, and sometimes it gets even worse? I've been in conflicts with my husband where it feels like we start fighting and we don't even know what we're arguing about, and even my attempts at repair just seem to perpetuate the conflict. We get stuck and I can't see a way out. Well, I want to take a look today at this passage from Matthew when Jesus' disciples found themselves in a similar situation, albeit much more dangerous than just a conflict with a loved one. And as we look at this account, we'll see some important points about faith and about prayer. It says in verse 18, when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. This was after several miracles where Jesus demonstrated his power and people exhibited faith in him. And he wanted to get away from the crowds, as he often did, so he told his disciples, let's go ahead and get in the boat, and we'll head to the other side of the lake. This is on the Sea of Galilee. It says in verse 23, then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. Now, the disciples were in this position through no fault of their own. In my life, when I'm in overwhelming situations, I can point to some contributing factors, but these guys were just straight up doing what Jesus told them to do. It was because of their obedience that they ran into trouble, so we aren't going to be too hard on them. And as they're in this trouble, they went and they woke him and asked for his help. They had faith enough to approach Jesus, and I have to admit that when I'm in situations that are overwhelming, it's kind of embarrassing to realize how often I don't pray. I don't go to the Lord to ask for his help and his solution in the problem. And so you can view this whole interaction as a picture of prayer. And so here are these guys. They're in a very perilous situation. Most of them were seasoned fishermen, so they were actually well aware of the acute danger that they were in. They faithfully and they humbly went to Jesus to get his help. And how does he respond? He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and he rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. He rebukes them? He accuses them of having little faith? Doesn't that seem a little harsh? A cursory reading of this would make me less likely to want to bring my problems to Jesus. But as is so often the case, if we slow down and think about this situation, we will learn something very profound and very freeing. Part of their problem was their evaluation of the situation. When they woke him up, what did they say? Lord, save us. We're going to drown. They had already decided in their heart how this was going to turn out. They looked at this situation and they came to a reasonable conclusion, except for the fact that Jesus was there. There are so many situations in our life that would be impossible and hopeless and overwhelming if it weren't for the fact that God is involved in those. You know, these were guys who knew the Old Testament really well, and so they would have read passages like in Isaiah 43, where Isaiah writes, "But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." Now, of course, it's easy to think, well, maybe they just should have recalled that passage. But again, when we're in an impossible situation, there are many truths about God that disappear from our minds. And we come to a conclusion of how things are going to go because we forget what his promises are. And this life is overwhelming. It is impossible. It is hopeless if it's up to us. Things like relational conflict, things like family and ministry demands, any of the hurts or addictions we face, all of these could threaten to swamp us. And so when you come up against those situations, it's helpful to ask, have you already decided in your heart how your situation is going to turn out? So these were his disciples, They had already come to their own evaluation. And then what was their emotional response? They were completely freaked out, which flows from their evaluation of the situation. Now, if you think the situation is hopeless, then it's easy to give up, to get cynical, to get angry, to get scared. Your emotional response reveals what you believe about Jesus, his involvement, his power and ability, his care for you. And then, what was it that they thought Jesus should do? You have to wonder what they expected. I bet anything that they were rowing furiously and what they wanted Jesus to do was to pitch in. And they were upset at him for being asleep. They were trying really hard. They wanted a little help. And they probably thought that they stood a slightly better chance if Jesus would just get up and grab an oar. Now, when I'm in an impossible situation, do I come up with plans and then hope that Jesus will help out a little bit? And so as we reflect more deeply on what it is that was happening in these disciples' hearts, you see why it is that Jesus actually rebuked them, because he was looking at the issue of their lack of trust in him, that they felt like everything's going to go really badly, nothing is going to turn out well for us, we are lost, and maybe if you could just help a little bit, then we're going to be in a better situation. And so let's go back to that boat, and let's think again about how Jesus handled what was happening in their lives. It says, the furious storm came up on the lake, the waves were sweeping over the boat, the disciples went, and they woke him saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. They go over, please, wake up, help us, help us, help us. And they're hoping, will he get up, will he help us, will he pitch in? And it says, he stood up, and he rebuked the winds and the waves. He told the winds and the waves, be still. And instead of things getting a little better, it says it went from completely out of control to completely calm. These men were in this situation because they were faithfully following Jesus, and he allowed a storm in their lives that was actually supposed to be overwhelming. It was supposed to get them to the point where they realized they could not handle this. And we would do well to get to that point as quickly as possible when we face overwhelming situations. To realize not just, I need a little bit of help, but I literally don't know what to do. And I need someone to come in and handle this for me. Because that's actually exactly what Jesus wanted to do. He didn't want to help. He didn't want to fix it. What he wanted to do was take control of the situation for them. And so what are the storms in your life right now? Is there something that feels overwhelming and hopeless? Are you in a spot where it feels like the waves are just crashing over you and they are relentless? Are you in a place where it feels like you're about to get swamped and you don't see a way out of it? What this passage is encouraging us to do is to turn to Jesus and to admit our helplessness, to call out to him and to ask for him to be the one to provide the solution for the impossible situation that we are in. You know, we start out our Christian lives helpless and in need of rescue. We need a savior who's going to come in and save us. And it turns out that the rest of our Christian lives is turning again and again and again to that savior, just as helpless as we started out our lives by. And you know, a time is coming where there will be no storms in life, where everything will be calm. But in the meantime, let's find ways to turn to Jesus. So thanks for joining us today. If you're interested in more resources like this, please visit us at dwellcc.org.